Casey, the other thing that happens right now is that you're going to become my co-host for the next 2 minutes, okay?
All right.
All right, so I have 3 stories in front of me. I'm going to give you the headlines. You pick which story you want to hear more about based on just the headline, okay? Without knowing what the next one is.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, this, according to science, is the best comeback to an insult. Do you want to know what that is or move on to the next story?
Move on to the next story.
All right. The Emmys happened last night, and there was actually a really unique way that they tried to shorten people's acceptance speeches. Do you want to hear what that unique way was?
Sure. Yep, I'll take that one.
Okay. So the unique way they did was to try to make it good for charity. So Nate Bargatze, who was the host of it, he said that he was going to give $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, but he was going to take away $1,000 for every second that the winners went over their allotted time, but he would add $1,000 for every second that the winners didn't use of their allotted time. And so they kept going on and on. It turns out that they were about 250 seconds long, which would have been negative
$150,000. Oh, no.
So it didn't work. But at the end, Nate goes, I'm going to give $350,000 to Boys and Girls Club because y'all can't shut up. So he actually did end up donating.
Oh, good.
But I did think that that was kind of a creative way, even though it didn't work. I was like, hey, you got to try something, right?
I think so, too. I think that was a good try.